So how can we handle rejection, especially that which is owing to our faith and our moral values? The first thing is to praise and thank God for His blessings, for they are many. Despite troubles and problems, we have many blessings from God. We need to acknowledge them and thank God for them. And secondly, we must trust the Lord and stay united with Him. This means following His commandments even when it's hard. In the end, it'll prove to be the right thing. Third, we need to know that if we suffer for what is right, we are among the little ones to whom God has revealed His truth, a truth that many of the wise and learned and the high and powerful of our day do not get. But we get it. And finally, we must stand up for the truth and for our faith, as did Jesus, who did not let rejection deter him from his saving mission. We have one too, to bring the gospel of Christ to others. Now, the church as a whole must also deal with rejection. We Catholics are despised by many people, some out of ignorance, others out of malice. Especially down the southern part of our state, I've talked with some of our young people down there. They get harassed sometimes in their high schools because they're Catholic. How should we respond? First, we must continue to gather to offer our prayer of praise and thanksgiving to God for His many blessings, like we're doing now. Huh? Second, we must be faithful to the truth that God has revealed to us. Let us live the truth in love, but never think that truth and love are in conflict with one another, for they are not. And third, the core of the Father's revelation to us is that Jesus Christ is the world's Lord and Savior, a truth we should proclaim out of love for other people. We have news that is too good to keep to ourselves. The world has a Savior, and it certainly needs it. We know who He is, Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth, the one designated by the Father as His own Son and our Savior. And finally, we must insist on our right to practice our faith freely and to make our voice heard in the public square. That is a human right. It's also one enshrined in the First Amendment of our federal Constitution. What we must not do is become bitter or cynical or seek revenge on those who make themselves our enemies. That was not Jesus' way. It cannot be ours.